Yes, it is. How's it going, Joe?
It's going good. Brian, I can say it this time. The sun is out. It's
Yes,
Thursday.
it is. It actually is this time. So I'm going to the game tonight, the last home Sabres game of the year.
Yes.
A little upset about it.
The last game of you not being a season ticket holder.
Yeah. Well, technically, I'm sitting in my seats
Oh, look at
tonight.
that. Look at that.
So, I mean, What can I? Can I just do anything I want to them now? Are they mine?
They're your seats. Yeah.
That's. I will. The first five things that popped in my head, I can't say on the radio. But I.
Jeez.
But no, I'm looking forward to tonight. I'm disappointed that the game doesn't mean something.
Well, yeah.
It's just. You know, you got that feeling there. And I'm not... we started talking about this yesterday a little bit. I am, like, I'm not into moral victories when it comes to... Like, I can appreciate an accomplishment, but I'm not so much into the moral victory of what the season was.
Right.
You know, like, they missed the playoffs 12 straight years.
Right. We've had some moral victories, by the way, in those 12 years. Last season ending with a win, you know, I thought I had that feeling last season.
Last season's moral victory was at the end of the year, I was like, I had fun at Sabres games. That was the moral victory.
Yeah.
Which is, it's depressing to say, but it was the first time that was true in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I went to games and had fun. You know the thing that you're supposed to do to have fun? Like, I actually did have fun, at the games.
Had fun watching them win. Because there were times during this 12 years, you had fun watching them lose, because that was the goal.
So that was last year. And, like, now this year, you had, like, a whole season of it. Like, I had a good time just about every time I went. Down to the arena. Like, that's, I mean,
and
you
the
know, 40
wins,
nice.
The 40 wins thing is nice.
It's, right? Like, there's a, yesterday I was saying about the 30 goal scorers that we had, and it's all nice, and there's a good feeling around the team, and I saw, you know, one of the stories today, like, finally setting the stage for the future, and, you know, it's all well and good. That's all, but I'm not quite at the, like, this was a good year.
No. No, and I am upset with people on Twitter who say, "Well, you could only go up from here." No, there's a far drop from.
We have known that that is not the case.
Not the case at all.
But we know very much that that's not the case.
Yeah,
you can absolutely go down.
Yeah,
we've been there. Like, we're firmly in the middle right now. There is equal amount up and down for us to go.
That's right. That's right. And this team could do either. We've seen this team go on losing streaks. We've seen this team go on winning streaks.
You'd like to think that they're going to be better. But, you know, like I said, you should never just count on things being better just because everyone's a year older.
You said it at the end of the Bills season. You're just assuming that next year they get in the playoffs.
Yeah. It was after the AFC Championship game loss. That's what really bugged me. 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like, oh, well, you know. That's just they had to get to this step to take the next step. Like, no, that's not what happens. No, that's not what happens. That's the, you know, the Bengals made the Super Bowl without, they hadn't won a playoff game in how long? It was like a generation.
Since 93.
And then they're in the Super Bowl. Yeah. And then they're not in the Super Bowl. Like, and then they lost the Super Bowl, and then they're not in the Super Bowl anymore.
There was no stepping stone for them.
Yeah, it just, sometimes it just happens. The Rams, who won the Super Bowl. They stunk. They moved cities. They weren't that good. And then all of a sudden they're good. And they won the Super Bowl. And then they're like the worst team.
They stink again, yeah.
Like there's no storybook, you know, progression for these professional sports. So I just hate when I hear everyone like, well, you know, they'll only be better next year. Like, I hope so. I hope you're right. And I have reason to believe that you are right. But I'm not just going to say it because it makes me feel good.
Right.
That I'm not going to do it. And then, Joe, I saw this, that somebody was asking the question, like, is there going to be a thank you Sabres chant at the end of the game today? And I said, well, no. Even though I do, like, I will be there, you know, giving the round of applause at the end of the game. Like, it was a great season to be a part of. It was fun to watch for all these games. Like, that was way to go. I'm not, you know, at thank you Sabres level because you didn't, half the teams make the playoffs and you weren't one of them. Like, thank you. If they made the playoffs this year, I would be there with you. I would be, thank you, Sabre, at the end of the season, when they got bounced from the playoffs, whenever that would be, I would be right there with you. This year, no, not so much.
It is interesting you keep on saying half the teams make it. You do make a point to make sure people know that half of the NHL makes the playoffs, and that's been the case for 12 years.
Yeah, it's been more than half the teams make it.
Yeah, that's right.
For most of the time.
That's right.
And then they added two teams, and now exactly half the teams make the playoffs. So all you have to be is top half to make the playoffs. So I'm not saying thank you, Sabres. I feel good about them. I do, but like I just this moral victory thing, like thank you Sabres. I mean that has a time and place. I don't think this is the place. Yeah. I don't think you can do that if you miss the playoffs.
A thank you Sabres chant never has a time and place, in my opinion. All right, when you applaud the team, okay, that's when has the front office or the players ever thank you fans? Where's the thank you fans chant? They don't do it.
I mean,
it's
literally
awful.
Fan appreciation night.
But they're not screaming thank you fans. Is Kevin Adams out there? Thank you fans. No, because it's just so elementary. It's a stupid chant. You know how we thank the Sabres? We buy tickets.
So I want to hold you up here for a second, because I'm saying I would not be chanting thank you Sabres tonight because they didn't make the playoffs. It's just not rising to the level of thank you, you know, and 73, thank you, Sabres. Everyone was all excited about the big season they had after just being around for a few years. Is that making a return? I don't think it should make the return because they, you know, they came short of, to me, the minimum goal of what a good season would be. But if they got eliminated from the playoffs, even in the first round, I would be there. I would say, you know what? I would be on board because I'm feeling good about the team. It's the first time in forever. And I would be chanting, thank you, Sabres. You're saying you would never chant,
right,
thank you, Sabres.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's an elementary chant, right?
What does that mean?
It just sounds very childish. Thank you, Sabres.
Hang on. You're screaming anything at a sports game.
Yes.
That just, by definition, it's all childish.
You know what? I'm sure I'm in the very, very small minority. I just think there's something childish about, you know, thank you, Sabres. I clapped, right? Clapped them off the ice. I paid for a ticket. I attended the game, right? They know I'm thankful. There's just something to me cringy sounding about thank you, Sabres. I never liked it. I don't like it. I don't care if they win the Stanley Cup. I'm not screaming thank you, Sabres. You know what I'm doing? I'm going to the parade and having a good time. That's how I'm thanking the Sabres.
Why?
For their... It's never been pleasing to my ears, which a lot of listeners say about me, but it's just never been pleasing to my ears. Thank you. Like I said to you off the air, it's like fifth graders when they're moving up to middle school and they say, thank you, teachers. Sounds awful. They know we're thankful. I'm clapping. I'm at the game. That's I don't need a chant for it. The chant, let's go Buffalo. Get Sabretooth out there with the big drum. There you go. Thank you, Sabres. That's the word I was looking for earlier in our conversation. It's just not vocally pleasing or audibly pleasing to my ears.
Why?
I wish I could answer that question.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. I just,
that is every chant.
I don't like when the Sabres do it. I don't like when the Mets do it. I will not partake in it. They know I'm thankful. They get it. You know how they know we're thankful? Because 3 years ago, well, that's a bad example. 4 years ago, no one was at the arena, and now people are coming back. That's how they know we're thankful.
I just don't understand your aversion.
It's an awful logic. It wouldn't hold up in court, Brian. But to me, that's where I stand.
I love how you said, oh, it sounds so cringy.
Yeah.
You know what sounds cringy to me? People saying that things sound cringy.
I'm sure I say a lot of things that sound cringy to you. I'm sure I do.
You said off the air, and this is why I brought it up. This is your quote, and I want people to know because I don't want to be heard saying this, and someone's going to clip this.
I didn't know that I had left anything out of this conversation from earlier.
Well, it's the way you said it.
Okay.
And you can let us know. Would you chant 803-0930, 803-0930 on WBEN? You said, this is your quote. You said, that's just so cringe.
Yeah. That's what I just said.
That, like,
that comment to you is cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes, like, that sentence coming out of the mouth of anyone who isn't, like, a eighth grade girl is, like, I just...
Hearing an arena full of people...
Hearing somebody say... That's just so cringe, and like you're a full-blown adult is,
yeah.
That to me is the, that's the guy in the suit wearing the backpack showing up, and I'm the guy already in the meeting room being like, oh, that's like looking at you like, oh, you must be here from St. Joe's shadowing your dad on a business trip. Like, oh, no, no, I'm the actual guy. I'm just wearing a backpack. Like, that's, I don't know. You saying that's so cringe,
yeah.
Is like, and, what? What is that?
And you know what?
That's like hearing, texting, LOL, OMG. And no, that's like saying it out loud. LOL, OMG, like out loud in conversation.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this. You think that's so cringe sounds like an eighth grade girl? I think thank you, Sabre, sounds like something that should never be said out of anyone that's older than eighth grade. It sounds like a childish chant. Thank you, anything. You don't chant thank you, anything. You
Why?
Put it on a card. I don't know, Brian. I don't make the rules. I just follow them.
Thank you, Sabres is literally, I mean, there's a book. Thank you, Sabres.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a part of the franchise's history.
Right. In the 70s, it was an okay chant, apparently. In 2023, audibly, it does not sound right to me.
But, like, how does it not sound right? It sounds like every other chant.
Every other chant, though, is telling the team to go. It's cheering the team on. Thank you. Ugh. That's just how I feel about it. I feel that an arena full of adults should not be... I mean, there's a lot of things you probably shouldn't be chanting, let's be honest. But... Thank you, Sabres. Ugh. No thanks. No thanks on the thank you chant.
I love, like, where you decide to draw the line of, like...
I've always been that way. With there's just some chance, and I know you don't like the phrasing, there are some chants that just sound cringy to me. That's always been one. It audibly does
Every
not
time
sound
you
right.
Say that word.
Even
I
though,
just want to
Even though you're right.
Puke.
It's along the bump, 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 bump. But you're not cheering the team on. If you're at a sporting event, isn't the point to cheer the team on? Let's go, Buffalo. Like, hey, let's go. You're down 2 goals. Let's go.
I mean, thank you would come at the end of all of it.
Oh, thanks. I know that. I just don't think it sounds right.
Why doesn't it sound right? I just, like, it's amazing to me that you come in here every day with a team's logo on your chest.
Yes.
Whether that's the Bills, the Sabres, or the Virginia Techs. And you're in here every single day, just wearing that, all of it. You'll spend the money, you'll go to games,
yeah.
You do all this stuff, you are a fanatic in every way, but you draw, I will never say thank you.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know how one equals the other. I'm saying, I know I'm in the minority. To me, there's something that doesn't sound right about it. I wish I could put my finger on it, Brian, but you know what? I'm also at time when I'm at sporting events, I've been known to be a follower. I don't like the wave, but when the wave comes around, guess what? If enough people are doing it, I'm probably going to stand up and do the wave. So, you know, you might catch a video of me chanting thank you, Sabres. I just think that's not what... This is just me. I just don't think that's something I would chant.
What's wrong with the wave?
Ugh. That's another thing. Keep that at...
What's wrong with the wave? You sound like you just hate people having fun.
When you're down or up only one possession, you shouldn't be doing the wave. People don't know when to do the wave. It's like at my high school, the crowd got loud on second down and was completely quiet on third down. They didn't know, hey, third down's when you're supposed to be the loudest. And these idiots would shut up on third down when the school was on defense. It's just something that's always bothered me. You're up one possession. You're up 6 points.
You know what you sound like? You sound like the fan police.
I'm not the fan police. Do whatever you want to do.
You are being the fan police right now.
I have not once said...
Do whatever you want to do after you just complain about
I have not once said don't do it. I have not once in this conversation said don't do it.
You are judging every single person. You might not be the fan police. You're the fan judge. You're up there in your robe and big fluffy
but
white
you'll
wig.
I'm not the person that would stand up
and
say...
Do you want me to give you a hammer when you come to a game with me?
But I would never stand up and say don't do it. Like, I would never... This is... On
you just
the radio.
Sit there sipping your... You're like the Leo DiCaprio picture. Or no, maybe I'm thinking of the wrong thing. But I'm just picturing you. You're just sitting there sipping your... By the way, like sipping... usually you talk, you'd be picturing someone with like a martini glass. No, you're there with a 24-ounce can of beer. Like, ugh, these people. I can't believe they're doing
that.
They're so cringe.
No, guess what? When the Bills are up 6 points and they're doing the wave, no, you know what I'm doing? Paying attention to the game I'm at. That's what I'm doing. Focusing on the field.
803-0930. We'll go to Dan in Hamburg. All right, Dan. What is Joby and the fan police here?
Yeah, this is Dan in Hamburg. So no, I'm kind of siding with Joe on this one. These guys get paid a lot of money to play a game, and they're doing their job. Their job is to get to the Stanley Cup. That's the ultimate goal. So why are we thanking them for doing their job? I mean, is this the new way of the workforce nowadays? Because let's face it, that's what it is. It's a job to these guys for the most part. You know, they're playing a game, but they're getting paid good money. Why do we have to thank them for doing their job?
Dan, you go out to a restaurant. The server comes around to you, refills your water without you asking.
Yep.
Do you say thank you?
I do.
Well, they're just doing their job. Why would you?
Because they could do their job to a lesser extent and still get by. They don't have to come around as often and fill your water. They don't have to come around and check and see how your food was. They'll get less of a tip, but that's the ultimate goal there, is to increase their tip. I'm sure a lot of them are very conscious of being kind to people and being a good waitress, but still, I don't think we have to thank the Sabres for doing their job. They get paid a lot of money.
Dan, thanks for the call. I think here's where the difference is.
All right.
I am, and I might sound like I'm saying, like, that I'm going to be up there tonight chanting, thank you, Sabres, after the season. I want to make I will not be. Because...
of the season.
Because, to me, this was not a successful season. I don't think any year you miss the playoffs, you can call it a successful season.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was nice. I see the promise. I don't think it was a success because you could have made the playoffs and you didn't.
But if they lose in 4 games next year, you'll do it.
No, because then
they made the playoffs.
No, the expectation level is much different next year. What I'm saying is, if people feel compelled to do it, maybe their expectation was much lower. Maybe they just want to show that they had a good time. And whether that's tonight, or whether that would be after a playoff series, or whether that's after game number 3 in the middle of a season, what's wrong with doing it? And what's wrong with saying thank you?
Nothing wrong with saying thank you. All I'm saying is that chant to me, and I'm not...
Here's what the difference is.
I'm giving
here's what
my
the difference
opinion.
Is in this scenario.
Yes.
And, you know, the caller's like, oh, these players get paid a lot. Why would I ever say thank you to them? I mean, why would you do a lot of things? Why would you buy a jersey? You know, I mean, like, why would you watch any of it, right, if that's your attitude toward it? Here's the difference between this. The Sabres team 5 years ago with Jack Eichel on it and all these other players and a different coach and a different vibe... ends the season, they make the playoffs, they go a couple rounds deep. I don't think anybody wants to say thank you, Sabres. I think it's a totally different thing. I think then you sound more like Dan the caller, and you look at Jack Eichel on the ice and you say, well, yeah, that's what we brought you here for. Bare minimum, make the playoffs. You didn't even get out of the second round. What are you doing here? I don't think anybody wants to say thank you, Sabres. This is a little bit different.
It's a very likable team.
Because they're likable.
Yeah.
And people want to say, I like you. And they might do that by saying, as I saw this morning, thank you, Sabres.
Yeah. You know how I show that I like them? I buy merchandise. I go to games. I am a Sabres. As you said, I support my teams as much as I can. Okay? And I will continue to do so. To me, audibly, it doesn't sound right. But guess what? If you want to go to the Sabres game tonight and chant thank you, Sabres, I won't be sitting there judging you from home.
Sounds
okay?
Like it will be.
No, I won't.
You sound like you'd be embarrassed to chant it.
Yes.
A lot to unpack there. 803-0930, B-Madison, Beamer on WBEN. We're back here, Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, with you on WBEN. And Joe, the thing is, I just can't imagine that we talked about this yesterday. Zip up underneath the hoodie, bright blue gym shorts, into the office. But you wouldn't be caught dead saying, thank you, Sabres, because that's too embarrassing.
But I've never said that I don't do things that annoy other people. I think I've been pretty open with that I do things that annoy people. And yeah, I don't have the most fashion sense. And you make it sound like I would sit there and I'd be, you know, gritting my teeth and upset. It's just, to me, it's not audibly pleasing to hear people yell, thank you, Sabres. Again, I think there's other ways we thank the Sabres. We go to games. We buy their apparel. Sorry. You know, we go to a parade when they don't win the Stanley Cup. I think there's ways we thank the Sabres. I think there's just something, again, I know you don't like the word, and I'm sorry, cringy about thank you, Sabres. But I'm like that with a lot of things. Like I told you off the air, when people say how many sleeps are left until something, I want to block that person from Twitter. It's one of the most annoying things I can see. Again, I realize the irony coming from me, the king of annoying. But these are just things that, to me, I don't find to be pleasing to hear.
I don't know. I think you got a little bit of fan police in you.
But I'm not. You've gone to many games with me.
Yeah.
I have never scolded a fan over anything. I've never. What?
I can think of an example.
Let's hear it.
I remember going to a game with you one time, and you pointing out, and, you know, you're not exactly quiet about anything, so I don't know how many people, but going to me and, like, you know, pointing out somebody, saying, look at that guy. It was a guy wearing a jersey, and it was, I don't know, it was probably like a black and red Jack Eichel jersey. And pointing him out and saying, "You're wearing that jersey, that's stupid. He never wore that jersey."
That is stupid.
That's a fan police.
I'm sorry. I hate when people wear a Gilbert Perreault jersey and a jersey he never wore, a Jim Kelly and a jersey he never wore. That is stupid. Again, I didn't go up to him and say, hey, your jersey's stupid.
He might have heard you.
Well, I'm sorry. That is stupid. That's like wearing a J.P. Dumont on a new Sabres jersey. He never wore it.
What's wrong with that if someone wants to do it?
Fine. It's a waste of money. It looks stupid, and I'm not the only one saying that.
But that's a fan police.
It might be, but when you say fan police, you make it sound like I'm at the game and all I'm doing is focusing on the fans and what they're doing wrong. And that's not true. But yeah, I do call out stuff like that. I forgot all about that, but that... I think it's a waste of money. He never wore that jersey. I'd love to know. I'm sure that person now regrets that purchase.
Well, everyone with an Eichel jersey, doesn't matter what it looks like, probably does. But, or maybe they don't, but I would.
Yeah.
Just based on the guy, but not based on, you like the jersey. So what's wrong with that?
But Eichel didn't wear the jersey. Get someone who did. Get a Stu Barnes jersey, black and red.
Okay, but he likes it.
Yeah, fine. I mean, hey, to each his own, right? That's just annoying that he never wore that jersey.
What else can't fans do, Joe?
No, you can do. Believe me, and I know it comes across this way. I am not the be-all and end-all. I'm sure I do things that annoy people. I still wear Tyrod Taylor jerseys because he played for Tech and played for the Bills. I'm guarantee there's stuff I do that people would say is wrong. I am not saying that I write the book of fan laws. These are just things that when I see them, yeah, they annoy me. It's as you don't like, cringe. It's like what used to be the hashtag for the NHL.
You got to stop saying that. What are words, like what are some of the things that you can't say after like a certain age? Like
I would
slang.
Think thank you, Sabres, but obviously I'm in the minority.
Like slang of, I mean, it's... You saying that is almost like, it's like if you're, I'm trying to think of like a slang off the top of, it's to me, it's like somebody saying text, like shortcut text out loud, like in conversation.
Ah.
You know what? Like LOL.
Yeah.
If you said that out loud,
yeah,
instead of laughing.
You don't like when people say WTF?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well, you can't say the F part on the air, so, you know, WTF.
I like all of that. BRB. I don't know. In conversation.
Yeah, you're right. You saying that now, I'm like, ugh. Just say be right back. Yeah. I don't even say be right back. Hey, I'll be back.
Yeah. I usually don't even say that.
But another thing that really upset me, if we're just going to go off on, and this is not fan police. This is just things. I'm just showing that it's not just this. And again, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm saying to me, Joe Beamer, these are things that I don't like. But just because I don't find them right, I'm the last person to say people shouldn't do it because I don't find it right. I just, ugh, like I'm not going to waste my time chanting thank you Sabres. I thank them in other ways. It's just, to me, audibly not pleasing.
Yeah, I don't
like the old sale, like hashtag because it's the cup. Ugh. That was another thing that just bothered me. But that's just me.
Wow. You had a little pet peeves there.
Yeah, I think.
I thought I was the grumpy guy on the show.
I think the NHL's marketing might be one of the worst in all of professional sports. And it's a lot of stupid phrases like that that turn people off.
I don't know. I've never heard or seen anyone turned on or off by a social media hashtag that the National Hockey League has used.
Well, that's just one example of marketing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that's like, to use that, and have that bother you.
It was the one that came to, a lot of things bother me. It was the one that came to mind, and I apologize, I am running on a little less sleep. My dog's been sick, so I was up for a while last night, but just these are the things.
All right, this is the thing. You want to chant thank you Sabres? You feel it? No, that's all right with me.
Not at all. In the 44 minutes, have I said you shouldn't do it? I have not said that once in 44 minutes. I just said I wouldn't do it, and I don't like it.
You'd be embarrassed to do it, to say thank you.
And that might go a little too far. Like I said, if people started doing it, I probably would follow and stand up. I don't want to, I don't want people looking at me like I'm the, what. But no, I just, that, doing the wave when your team's down or only up by a possession, yeah, ugh. What'd you pay tickets for?
Saying ugh, I don't know.
You don't like that either? See, I'm saying things about what other fans are doing. You seem to just have a lot of problems with what I'm saying.
On the text board, someone else they want to be fan police with you, Joe. They said, why would you wear another younger man's name on your back? It's weird to me, and I think a lot of people kind of have the same idea.
It's funny. I used to think that until I became older than most of the players.
Yeah, until you realize that you would not be able to wear anybody's jersey unless you bought
Bruce
like
Smith
one that was
all the time.
10 years old
yeah.
or something like that.
But I'm starting to think, I start to question myself, have I grown out of jerseys? Is there an age where you shouldn't walk around? We go to Virginia Tech games. My dad's never worn a jersey, right? He always just wears a Tech button-up or a Tech shirt. I've always worn a jersey. Is there an age where you stop wearing jerseys? I used to think that, but now at 34, I still love throwing the jersey on. But I'm sure there are people out there that say that player is 10 years younger than you and you pay to have their name on your back.
I think that's kind of gone out. There probably used to be what you're talking about, like the age where, a jersey is like, or there was a period of time where jersey, and I know this? Because there's a period of time where jerseys were only made in kid sizes.
Yeah.
So like they was actually were for kids. But that, I think there was a long period where that was looked as like kids could wear jerseys, but adults at the, but then you look back, and my favorite thing is to watch like old hockey games and old crowds. I mean, old hockey games, you look at Stan Mikita's hair. I mean, he's got that thing pomaded up. I mean, he looks nicer than half the people going into boardrooms today when he was skating on the ice. Fresh haircut, clean shave. I mean, the guy was a gentleman out there throwing an elbow in your face. But the fans, too, suit, tie, fedora, like everywhere in the crowd.
That's right.
I love looking at some of those old. It's very funny to see. I mean, that's totally out the window.
No, yeah.
Nobody's wearing a suit.
No, people might be wearing blue gym shorts and a sweatshirt.
I don't know if they're going that far. But like, but now I think I don't. Where I think 15 years ago, a lot of people would have said like, yeah, there is an age where, you know, you're just a little too old to wear a jersey.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case anymore.
I remember that exact conversation on Shope and the Bulldog about 15 years ago. Talking about, you know, is there an age that you stop wearing names on your or jerseys?
I think now, jersey... it depends on how you look at it, too, right? And that's, like, to each their own. Some people look at you wear the jersey like, oh, that's my idol. That's probably true when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a kid, you have, like, the... Bobby Orr jersey or whatever it is, and you're like, oh, you know, that's the guy. Like, I had his jersey when I was a kid and everything like that. To me, I look at it more now as you get the jersey of the player that you really like,
yeah,
their game and how they play. Like, I if I bought a jersey right now of a Sabres player, I might buy a Jeff Skinner jersey. And it's not because I idolize him. I just like watching him play.
Yeah.
I like watching him run his mouth and, you know, like slash people in the light. Like that, he's just my kind of player. And so, like, that's the jersey that I might got. Or like Kyle Loposo, who he actually is older than me.
There you go.
There's still someone left. Him and Anderson. You know, not too many.
Craig Anderson.
But they're like that style of player. Like that's like the kind of thing I get behind. Like that's what I would look at when buying a jersey. Some people are just like, I want the best player. Like I want his jersey. Some people still look at it. I would say it's the old school way of it needs to be like an older player, like your childhood idol. That's the only name you can wear on your back.
Yeah, those days are gone.
But it still exists, I think, for some people.
Yeah.
You see a lot of jerseys, all ages.
You'd be walking around with a Doug Flutie jersey.
Wearing jerseys. Now, I think the modern day equivalent of the fedora suit and tie is like just a dress shirt or like the zip that we were talking about yesterday. You see people in that. That's
see a
like
lot of
their
that
business
the
class.
Yeah.
That's if the Odd Club existed today, they would just say collar.
Yes.
Right? It wouldn't be a jacket required. It would just be like you have to wear a collar and any sort of other dress. Collar, jeans, and a button-down shirt, you'd be allowed in the Odd Club because you're the nicest dressed person there.
Yeah, I think that would be right.
I still like wearing a jersey to the games.
Yeah, so do I. I thought I would age out of it in my 30s, but I still like right now, Brian. As you know, I need a new Bills jersey because Tremaine Edmonds is no longer on the team, so I need a jersey for this year.
It doesn't matter to me. I very rarely have current players' jerseys,
but there is. We've talked about this before. If the player has just been released, most people will take like a few years off of wearing that player's jersey, right? When Bruce Smith was playing for Washington, you didn't see a lot of Bruce Smith jerseys, but once he retired, they came back.
Yeah, that's true. Now that I think about it, I will wear older players' jerseys, not necessarily if they're playing on another team currently.
Exactly. Like I'm not, no offense to Tremaine Edmonds, I might wear my Bills Tremaine Edmonds jersey to a Tech game this year because he did play for Tech, but for Bills games, I got to find something else.
Most of mine are not like current players. Jerseys are just so expensive right now, that's why. And even, you know, old jerseys now are expensive. If you go on and try and find out, you used to be able to get them for cheap. Now people collect them and everything. I like the hockey jersey as a, it's a cool, it always more so than any other, like football jerseys to me, it's nice, whatever. But it's just, it's kind of weird. You want to talk about wearing a player. There, you're wearing a player.
Yeah.
I always thought you better like that player because you wear a football jersey. You don't see Buffalo Bills. You see a big number on the front.
Exactly.
Like, you better like that player. Hockey jerseys were always so cool to me. They're so different. They're bigger, perfect, more perfect for our climate than anything else. So I always liked them. And maybe that's why I still like to wear them out because I got a bunch of them in the closet. I have a bunch of them for my kids. My son likes to put on the hockey jersey and hang around the net. Like, oh, it's just cool to have.
But, you know, you mentioned how much more expensive they've gotten. It's because it seems like once NFTs went out the window, Brian, sports memorabilia collecting is on the rise. You know, I know this from collecting sports cards. Like, there are like three players. If you get them in a $10 pack of Big Lots, you could triple your investment today. So sports memorabilia is definitely on the rise as soon as NFTs dropped.
Here's one on the text board. Can you not buy a plain jersey? And they mentioned in soccer, you just buy any jersey without the name on it, and you can do that all the time. You can buy a plain jersey. I used to be plain jersey guy.
So did I.
That's how I liked in hockey jersey. Football jerseys, you can't.
Right.
What's a plain jersey? It's a blue t-shirt. Right, like a plain Bills jersey.
Hockey and baseball, I was plain jersey guy.
But I have gone around on that. I think about it differently now because what I like is I wish that some of my older jerseys I had gotten a player jersey because it is a little bit of a time capsule.
Yes.
To you. Like I go back now and I see the jerseys with the names on them that I have. And I was like, oh yeah, like that was the player I really liked when I was, you know, 8, 12, 16 years old. And you kind of go through the line there. You're like, oh, remember this guy? I love walking around the arena and seeing, you know, is that Vladimir Siplikov? Like what, you know, seeing some of the random jerseys. I did that last year, Fan Appreciation Night, with a Wayne Primo jersey.
Nice.
I told you the story before. I saw like, oh my God, is that guy wearing a Wayne Primo jersey? Like, I don't think I've ever seen anybody in a Wayne Primo. That must have came right from the team. So I looked around and I ended up kind of following this guy to make sure I was seeing it. It was Wayne Primo.
Oh, I was going to say,
of course, the only time I would have seen somebody wearing a Wayne Primo jersey, it was actually Wayne Primo.
Was
signing
it
autographs.
Was it legitimate, or was he wearing a new jersey with his name on it?
It must have been one of his old jerseys.
Okay. Because I don't like that either.
Him and J.P. Dumont were signing.
I don't like that either when the Sabres will give old players new jerseys with their name on it.
Well, what do you want them to do?
Get the authentic jersey that you wore. Get that style and put them on.
I don't think
them.
They just have every single jersey ever lying around.
They're the Buffalo Sabres. They can find it.
You know what I found online? Because I'll look every now and then for like older just to see. They're now all completely. You can't buy them. Like, yeah. People ask so much money for them.
But I don't mean the brand. I mean just the style of the jersey.
Do you know what I saw online? Two jerseys that somebody has listed that are extremely unique, and I bet a collector. One of them. It's a white version of the Goathead black and red Sabres jersey. On the back, nameplate, Vertigo, numbers, U2. From their tour when they were at, that they must have presented to the band. And the band, of course, said, what the hell am I going to do with a Sabres jersey?
I thought the bands keep all that stuff.
And so I saw that, and then I saw another one that will never sell. Bon Jovi, 02 or something like that, from when they played in the arena. But I thought that is, like, that's a collector's item right there.
Yeah.
Could you imagine walking, you're a big U2 fan and a huge Sabres fan, to get that jersey? That would be pretty cool. It's a one of one.
That's right. Vertigo was also their warm-up song for a while.
They don't make the U in the number font for anybody.
That is extremely rare to have.
You have to go out and get that yourself.
Speaking of things that come back around, do you think Bon Jovi will ever be popular in Buffalo again?
No.
No?
I think. Well, you know why? And this is like me. This is my version of your Bruce Springsteen aversion.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything special about Bon Jovi that would give you a reason. Like, he's not so good that... You have to, if that was, you know, I'm trying to think of an artist here that would be like more unique or who could have, you know, made mad. Like if that was like Garth Brooks or something was trying to buy the Bills and move them, he could probably overcome it because so many people like Garth Brooks and he's top tier
among
the country.
Hair
if
metal
it was Metallica,
yeah.
You know, tried to buy the Bills and move them, people would eventually come around like, yeah, well, you know, they write an awesome riff. I don't, like, is anybody saying that about Bon Jovi? Like, is he... I think his music is pretty easy to swear off for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I do like the song Runaway, but I think you're absolutely right.
I could never listen to a Bon Jovi song the rest of my life, and I would not be missing anything.
Yeah, Bon Jovi, U2, Bruce Springsteen, if I never heard any of those three artists again.
Bruce has got... Mm. He's got a lot of good stuff.
You know what? I was listening to the radio driving in the car yesterday, and a Bruce song came on, and I didn't turn it off. So,
I mean, he's good. He's basically, you like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is basically the modern-day Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, possibly. I just don't, I just never could get into a Bruce
They're the same person.
That Born to Run song is growing on me, though.
Well, I won't be back here tomorrow.
No, you have a long weekend. Enjoy the game tonight.
Joe, I'm going to 9:30 in here tomorrow when it's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Thoughts are with you.
Guess what? You're not here tomorrow. So guess what's coming out of retirement for 3 days? Gym shorts and hoodie.
But it's 70.
Okay, so gym shorts and t-shirt.
All right. That's the...
I'll wear a blue Mets shirt to go with the shorts.
You can't wear shorts when it's 40 and a hoodie when it's 75.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was going to be as hot today. I'm already regretting this decision.
In here, it is 95.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, I might have lost 5 pounds during the show, which is good.
Sorry for the damp seat to David and Tom, who are coming up after the news with Randy Bebas and Beamer on WBEN.